this? In the Church of St. Lazarus have shown that there was an important settlement here in Harmunden as early as the times of Charlemagne. The present Gothic single roof church was built on the walls of a Romanesque basilica. On our left, as Edward Square, is the town hall. And over there, on the opposite side of the square, is where we shall have lunch.
But first, I want to tell you about our most famous citizen, Dr. Eisenbart. If you stand here, Herr Hawkins, who died in Munich in 1727 and faced this way, Timothy, but who practiced here and is buried in this beautiful town of ours. Heal or cure, Dr. Eisenbach. Now, you are looking at the front of our town hall. You will hear the chimes of the clock in a moment, and then you will hear the famous melody of his. And then you will see the doctor himself. He will appear in front of your very eyes above the clock. The central part of the town hall is of Gothic origin, but between 1603 and 1618 was converted into this splendid Renaissance building. And now, if we wait one moment, and now. You see? What?
Up there.
Listen. I am the Dr. Eisenbach. Vidi-vidi-dip, boom-boom. I make you ill when you are well. Vidi-vidi-dip, boom-boom. I can make the dumb folk walk and the lame folk talk. I am the Dr. Eisenbach. Vidi-vidi-dip, boom-boom. Vidi-vidi-dip, boom-boom. Boom, boom. I don't feel very well. You understand this, though, yes?
Thank you, Frau Kessler.
Many people say that Dr. Eisenbach was a charlatan. Other people say he had ideas before his time. For example, for getting rid of rheumatism, he made the people lie naked, yes, completely naked, in a bath filled with nettles. Look, your Dr. Eisenbach. He killed more people here in Harmunden than he ever made well. It is true. But in the play, which happens here on Sundays, 2:30 every Sunday, it is free. You would laugh. Everybody ends up living and is happy. It is a comedy. The dreadful inhuman story has been made acceptable. Komischer. And now that you have seen some of our beautiful towns, awarded the gold medal in the Federation National Competition for Urban Design and Conservation in Town Planning, it is time for lunch. Will you be seeing our play of Dr. Eisenbart?
Oh, I'm afraid not. We're leaving tonight. We have to be in Hamelin on Sunday, don't we, Tim?
Yes, Dad.
The Rattenfänger, the rat catcher, your Pied Piper. Again, an inhuman German truth that has been turned into unacceptableness. But then, we all do that, don't we, Herr Hawkins, at some time in our lives?
Do what? I'm sorry?
Invent acceptable myths because we cannot live with the truth.
It's a true story about Hamlin, then.
Well, when we get there, maybe we'll find out, huh? And get your feet off the seat.
Hey, get off!
The Rat Catcher of Hamelin by John Peacock. With James Aubrey as David, Sally Dexter as Rachel, and James Beatty as Tim.
Only another half hour.
We'll be there now.
Should be.
Good to see that to you as well.
Yes. Well, something like that.
When did you see her?
Thursday.
Who's I?
With Ned, she said.
But Ned and...
What?
Oh, nothing.
It was the afternoon. It was pouring down.
Where are you going, anyway?
Germany.
You said that? Where about in Germany?
Starting at Hanau and travelling up through Hanmunden to Hamelin. We'll be following the legends and fairy tales of the brothers Grimm. They were born in Hanau.
And what? They died in Hamelin?
No, they didn't die in Hamelin.
What did they do then?
Well, I don't know. They wrote the Pied Piper.
Does Tim want to go?
Yes.
But you've no idea, have you? It's hopeless. What will you do with him? You'll be working.
What will he do in Sheffield? You're working. I really wanted to take the two of them.
Well, you can't. Emma won't be here.
We agreed I could take them on holiday.
Yes.
Both of them.
Yes.
Together.
That's not what you said.
It's obviously what I meant.
You didn't say together.
Would I take them one at a time?
You never even mentioned a date. It might be what you meant, but it's not what you said. You didn't say together.
Do I have to spell everything out?
What do you want me to do? Lock her in a suitcase?
I can't talk to you anymore. Look, you're talking rubbish.
She's going to Switzerland with a friend.
Oh, yes.
And before you say anything, it was nothing. The decision was nothing to do with me.
Wasn't it?
No. She's 17, old enough to make up her own mind. She wouldn't be interested in fairy stories anyway.
She might just be interested in having a holiday with Tim and her father.
God, a week in Germany. It'll be like one big pub lunch.
Did you tell her I was asking Tim as well?
Yes, of course I did. Oh, I'm sorry, really. She wanted to go to Switzerland.
There's nothing more to say then.
I am sorry. You'd better take Tim anyway.
What's the use?
Oh, come on, you'll have to take him. You've asked him now. I suppose the whole thing's the usual big freebie.
What other way could I afford it?
How many rooms are they giving you?
Two. And a family travel pass. Two twins.
Usual, then.
You could join us.
Oh!
For Tim, not for me. It's better for him. For all of us, if we broke up on a happy note.
Okay, 5 minutes to go. Count the bags.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Is that your change, Jim?
Yeah, looking. Oh, waiting for us for a change.
Grab a trolley, then look for a taxi.
Right.
Yeah, then clear out, please, then.
Yeah.
David Hockley? No, that's fine. That was the last one. Let's de zug, yeah? Yes. Guten Nacht, bitte schön.
She's not here, is she? She's not bloody here.
Don't swear.
Well?
You all right with that bed, or do you want the one near the window?
Don't care. I'm all right where I am. Might as well have had her room.
What about the light?
Do your light.
Well, she'll have a good time, the two of us, eh?
She says she'd come.
Oh, you know what she's like.
I shouldn't have said it then.
Perhaps you missed the ferry.
She's not stupid.
You mustn't hold too much store by what she says, Tim. You're right.
What do you think? Don't keep asking.
How do you get on with Ned?
Don't bother about him much. It's all over anyway.
sorry.
She said I wasn't to tell you.
Well, since when?
A fortnight ago.
What happened?
I'm not supposed to say.
Well, you've started now, so you may as well carry on.
I called him an effing old fart. Wasn't funny, neither.
An effing old farty?
It was a birthday. Gran was there, and Gramps, Emma, and me, and everybody. He went mad.
Who did?
Gramps.
What did she call him that for?
Emma said it was because he said he was leaving early to see his Sandra. She said if he left the flat, that was it. Could take everything with him and he needn't bother getting well coming back.
Tim?
I'm only telling you what she said.
So he did?
Yeah. He hasn't come back neither. She cried buckets for days. Snotty Yankees everywhere.
Perhaps she started seeing him again.
Don't care what she started doing. She's not here, she said she would be.
Well, perhaps he's important to her.
And why not?
I didn't say that.
It's all a mess, isn't it?
No, it isn't.
What would you call that?
Well, it isn't a mess.
She'd have come if she'd promised Emma.
There's no need to say that. It would have made no difference.
Yes, it was. Emma's not adopted. She's really yours.
You're really ours, Tim. Adopted or not.
Not to feel like it.
No. Always. No, I don't want to hear this. Now, shut up and go to sleep.
Oh, she's smoking again.
Maybe she'll come tomorrow, eh?
Don't care whether she does or not.
Right, then. Come on, Tim.
Night, Dad.
It wasn't my fault.
It never is.
They told me there wasn't a train from Hanover after 8 o'clock.
I know there was one at 9 because I checked.
Well, that's what they told me.
Well, what does it matter? You're here now.
It was too late to ring.
You could have left a message with the reception.
I didn't think. Anyway, don't speak German.
Everybody speaks English.
Don't be cross.
Who's cross? Oh, just forget it and give me a case. The lift's over here.
Everything paid for?
Yes.
Oh, can't be bad. Oh, any quarters? Where's Tim?
He's buying his postcards.
And are you enjoying yourself?
Yes, we are. It's been good to have some time alone with him. He pressed for the lift, though. We're kicking off with a look at the museum.
Why don't you two go? I'll have a bath and freshen up and meet you for lunch.
So Tim will be upset if he knows you've got here and you don't join us.
You haven't told him.
I didn't want to raise his hopes again.
But, no. All right, I'll be there.
Second floor.
It's good to be here, David.
Is anything the matter?
No, I'm trying.
Well, stop trying or it won't work. Here we are.
Couldn't I get you into the Dorrance?
If I'd wanted, yes. But this is more central. Tim and I are next door. He'll have his own room from tomorrow between us.
The Dorrance's got two little houses in the Michelin. This only has one.
Now, where do you want the small bag?
Oh, stick it on the bed for now, would you? Look. I'm sorry about last night. I admit, I could have been here.
Yes. And I wish you had been. You promised him. So? Why weren't you?
I funked it. It was absolutely pissing down. Hanover Station was awful and I couldn't face the rest of the journey. It's the first time I've travelled alone in 20 years. You always arranged everything.
Well, I arranged this.
I was all right through France and Belgium. Then we hit Aachen and suddenly everybody was speaking German. And the clanking of cattle trucks became something else. I shared a compartment with two boys. Short haircuts, white T-shirts, bomber jackets and steel-capped Doc Martens. I had an hour and a half to wait at Hanover. I decided to get a drink, found a hotel, which made me feel even more depressed, and I began to wonder what I was doing here at all. I hate Germany.
It's for Tim.
Yes, I know it is, but I swore I'd never come here again.
And the times have changed.
Yeah, it's still Germany. And things have changed. They're worse. Well, anyway, I decided I want to meet you all bright and sparkly, so I booked a room and was kept awake all night by the trains. So, I'm sorry.
I wondered what had happened to make you join us in the first place.
Such as?
Well, I don't know. You seemed so scoffing of the idea when I suggested it. Is Ned all right?
He's fine. Why? Do you know something I don't?
Well, I wasn't suggesting
anything. It's not like you and me, you know. We don't live in each other's pockets.
No, of course not.
I'm here for Tim, like you wanted. A last holiday together. We always had such good holidays.
And Ned didn't mind?
No.
Well, come on, we better find Tim.
Hamelin Towns in Brunswick, by famous Hanover City. The river Weser, deep and wide, washes its wall on the southern side. A pleasanter spot you never spied.
How wicked, eh?
Robert Browning.
Very impressed.
Oh, I do my homework.
Go on, then.
What do you mean, go on? That's it.
But when begins my ditty? Almost 500 years ago, to see the town folk suffer so from vermin was a pity.
Good. You always have to, don't you?
What?
Look! Ice cream!
Guten Appetit! I've got to go and meet Edmund. Will you two be all right?
Of course. Who's Edmund?
Edmund Ludeker. You wouldn't remember, but we met him in Leeds a couple of years back.
No, I don't.
Well, when you meet him, look as though you do, because he'll remember you. He was a guide then. Now he's head of the Hamelin Tourist Bureau. He's organized all this.
Oh, God, we don't have to fret round with him, do the whole tourist bit, do we?
You could go and hear the bells. It's a mechanical clock, you know, moving figures.
I do know what a mechanical clock is.
It's just round the corner in the main square by the wedding house. Here. Guidebook.
Thanks. You can have my ice cream as well, if you like.
Oh, waiter! Danke!
Sure.
I need a drink more than an ice cream. Besides, I'm on a diet. I really am sorry I was late, too.
Ask this, you know.
Good. Hey, what's German for waiter?
I don't know. Try Entschuldigung. It means excuse me.
Waiter! Entschuldigung!
Guys, coming late.
We'll have this and then go and see that damn clock. Suit you.
What?
Oh, look, it works.
Eine Dame.
Ah, ein Gross Gin and Tonic, danke.
Kisses, please. Thank me. Thank you.
At least I'm making an effort. So, what have you been doing?
Town halls, parks, you know, mechanical clocks.
Oh, that must have been interesting.
Very funny, Mother.
Now, come on. David's gone to a lot of trouble to get you on this holiday. Learn something. Use it.
Some of it's all right. We've been about 15 towns in 4 days.
He used to like going on his jaunts.
The man I knew, he could have a laugh. He didn't have to sing everything.
Well, now you know what your dad went through. Anyway, I'm here now, so you can have a laugh. We'll have to see what we can do to liven things up a bit.
So, you are happy with your room, Fockley? They found you another one?
They're fine, thank you, Edmund.
I'm sorry. Well, just two. I was thinking...
That's all right. I work at night, you know, best time for me.
Ah.
You know, gathering together my notes while they're fresh. I don't want to keep Rachel awake. Yeah, better a room each. She's a very light sleeper.
Oh, good. It's a very quiet hotel. You will have all the peace you need to write some very nice things about our town, yeah?
Yes. Yes, sir.
The Koppelberg is the oldest hotel in Hameln, built in 1230, mm-hmm. 50 years before the Rattenfänger. But after the war, it was moved to its present site, brick by brick, and renamed after the hill where the Rattenfänger took the children.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, forgive me, Hockley. The only way I remember facts is to put my mind back to when I was a guy.
Edmund, I like it.
Well, I think your itinerary. You must be weary of guides. I will not say another word of history.
It's a very good hotel.
That's the promise.
Thank you, sir.
Bitte, sir. So, your daughter is in Switzerland.
Yes, Emma. She's 17 now.
But your son is with you.
Tim, yes.
Liesl's brother is 17. he is no longer living at home. Only my Lisa now. She is 16. She spent last summer in England, living with a family in Scarborough, a town beside the sea. Do you know it?
Yes, I was born in York.
Ah, she visited there.
My wife was born nearby, Thirsk. We spent our honeymoon in Scarborough.
Our honeymoon, ah.
Did your daughter like it there?
She practiced the language.
Did she make many friends?
Acquaintances. She made acquaintances. You know, Hockley, I have discouraged her from making friends when she's away from home.
Mm-hmm.
With foreigners.
Why?
Well, why do you say why? Because I do not want her to be hurt.
Well, that's awful. Why should she be hurt?
She gives her trust too easily. Foreigners may appear friendly, but always in the back of their minds... Well, you know.
What?
The war. Well, let us look at the truth, my friend. We're not trusted. And that is hurtful. There is a point in a relationship where trust has to be absolute or it can go no further. Those who fought against us, whatever they say, do not trust us.
Too many,
we are still the enemy.
That's nonsense.
Oh, no, we are German. The Hun, the boss.
I don't think like that.
Not even a bit.
No, not even a bit.
Then you are an exception, Hockley. But you were also the victors.
The war had nothing to do with Liesel. You and I are the bridging generation. We should be teaching them how to start afresh, teaching them trust. The wall is down.
The wall?
Checkpoint Charlie's gone.
The 9th of November, 1989. I was in Marburg at the travel convention when I heard the news. We were there, Germans, Britons, Americans, French, Poles, Jews. What did you think when you heard the news in England?
People were glad, happy.
They celebrated.
Yes.
We also. The party of my life. The end of the Cold War, the end of the divided Germany, the end of the communist threat. And the next morning? The next morning, what did you think? You thought the crowds are together again.
Well, I...
No, it's true. Don't embarrass. That is what we thought also.
No, but... Didn't you? Some people did.
Most.
Well.
And you see what you read in your papers now? See what you and we were celebrating? The new Germany. The new Germany we celebrated is neo-Nazis, Turkish murders, Ausland der Rauf. Yes. The crowds are together again. Hey, hey! And the Germans abroad are trusted even less than they were before. I am not wrong in what I teach my daughter. You can pull down a wall overnight, but it takes longer to change the way people think. We are expected to unite with those who are after 40 years have become strangers, who pour into this country, and our young are taxed out of existence to pay for it. And what will they do? How will they react with no employment? And what will it lead to in 20 years from now? And in 500 years' time, what myths will they write?
Is the camera ready?
Yes.
No good, I've got to have a cigarette.
Fight meant too much for you.
You're not too old for a fit here.
Yes.
And don't tell Dad.
No.
What about this one? How does he know?
I don't really understand how the camera works.
It's supposed to do everything for you.
I know, but I just point it and click. I know, but it looks blurred.
Oh, hurry up, the doors are opening.
Look, they're coming out! The Pied Piper followed by the rats!
Pathetic, they're not moving.
They're going round.
What do you expect?
The music's pretty. Don't put the camera away, there's another scene yet.
Do these doors close between each one?
How do I know?
We will forget the reality of politics. One day it will all be history. It is the Märchenstrasse, the fairy tale road you're interested in, Hockley. The myths, not the truth. Tomorrow afternoon, Liesel and Tim shall see the play of the Pied Piper, and on Monday I shall take you to Zaberburg, the castle of the Sleeping Beauty. Something for Frau Hockley and yourself. Romantic. You will like that, I think, yeah?
Yeah.
This must be the last scene. All the children have been taken away.
Did you say all?
What?
No one was blamed and could not dance the whole of the way. And in after years, if you will blame. If you will blame his sadness, he was used to say. It's all in my town since my playmates left.
Oh, she learned it.
Listen, listen. I can't forget that I am bereft of all the pleasant sights they see, which the piper also promised me. For he led us, he said, to a joyous land, joining the town just at hand. It's based on a true story, you know. How Castle told us in Hamlingdon.
Did she?
Honest. I'm going to find out what really happened.
Why didn't you say you'd learnt it when we were in the cafe?
I didn't want to spoil your moment of glory.
Dad did.
Mom?
What?
You and Dad.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get back together.
Why?
I got rid of Ed.
You haven't said anything about Ned to Dad, have you?
No.
If you have...
I haven't. We're getting back together then?
No.
Why not?
Because we're not happy together.
You married him?
Yes.
Well, why'd you marry him then?
I loved him.
It stops then.
Sometimes.
And has it stopped this time?
We'll see. Let's see.
It's not the same.
Oh, of course not. It'll never stop with you. That's different.
Why?
It just is.
So it's still with Dad.
Oh, Tim, don't.
Might not.
Just
you don't throw clocks through mirrors without knowing why.
Stay in here with me tonight, hmm?
I'll be all right. I said I'm sorry.
There's no need to be sorry.
You can't go back. There's glass all over the place.
He's staying with me.
He hasn't cut himself.
We'll get room service to clear it up first thing in the morning. Now, come on.
I'm sorry.
He hasn't cut himself?
No, he hasn't cut himself. It's all right, Tim. Just lie quietly, eh? It's all right. You leave me alone with him.
But
go on.
It would be a mirror, wouldn't it?
Look, for heaven's sake, Rachel, don't be so stupid.
That's 7 years.
Go on. We'll see you in the morning.
If you need me, call. Do you know how to...
Yes.
You have to dial 7.
Dad!
Rachel, just go. For Christ's sake.
Dad?
Yep, I'm here.
Your mum.
Yeah? You try not to worry about anything, eh? And try to get some sleep. Busy day tomorrow.
Yeah. You won't say I told you about Erin Ned, will you?
Of course not. You've got to get used to life as it is, Tim. We're doing our best for you.
Dr. Eisenbart thought he was doing his best for people.
Lisa, Herr und Frau Hawkley will watch the play from here with me. You go closer with Timothy.
Yeah, you all right, Tim?
Yeah.
You want the camera?
Yeah. Yeah. Und Lisa, English mit unserem Freund?
Yep. Yes, Papa. Will you come with me, please? Bye, sir.
She speaks English as well as you do.
And writes it better.
I have taken part in the play myself, Hockley. Oh,
Seven times I wasn't left.
Why did you call me Hockley?
Because I don't know you very well.
So should I call you Rudiger?
In England, you would call me Lethal.
Yes.
Then we will be English. It is better if we don't sit down. We'll follow the procession, shall we?
Whatever you say.
The painter! He comes towards the square from the river with all the players following him. All of them live in Hameln. They used to travel on the route to Rattenfängertuch, but they change their costumes now in a church hall, so they don't. Come on, we'll follow them up the Bäckerstrasse.
No, it's been proved, Edmund, scientifically, that a certain sequence of notes played on a pipe triggers off that bit of the rat's brain concerned with the scent of food. You know, the rat hears the music. Click, click, he smells food. Click, click, he goes after it. So, the first part of the myth, at least, could be true.
If it is the myth you want to believe, and not the history.
Oh, David, ridiculous for the food. Aren't you, David?
I was first in the play when I was only 5 years old. His clear long coat revealed the head, with half of yellow and half of red. Everywhere, I hate them. Are you well?
I'm sorry. Yes, thank you.
You are not happy?
No, no, just all the people and the noise.
I don't think you want to see the play, do you?
Not really, but if you do.
No, no. No, I have been 7 times for that. So we walk down to the river. I can show you the streets along which the Rattenfänger took the children.
That seems off. Honestly, for a minute back there, I thought I could feel them under my feet like a moving carpet. I smelt them moving.
We will turn here to reach the Papenstrasse.
Honestly, and I couldn't hear the paper at all.
Well, of course, historically, there are several theories. What could have caused 130 children to disappear on the night of St. John of St. Paul, the 26th of June, 1284? For disappear they did. Of that, there is no doubt. We have a stained glass window in the market church commemorating the event, dated 1300. And it is mentioned in the first Hameln statute book of 1375. In 1556, a monument was erected in their memory. So, who or what was the piper who took them away? We even know the route they took from the Marktplatz to the Koppelberg. Mm-hmm.
There was once a wooden bridge across the Weser. Over there, just below the new one. It was across that bridge, they say, the Rattenfänger took the children towards the Koppelberg.
Into the mountain.
Yes.
Perhaps he was just a symbol, Edmund.
Of what?
Oh, the plague.
But the plague killed anybody, not just children.
Well, we're all children.
And only those between the ages of 7 and 14. Maybe the truth lies in the children's crusade. Uh-huh. Many young boys and girls left Hameln and never returned, sold as slaves, or died of hunger. But that was 1212, 62 years too early. A lot of young men from Hameln were killed in the Battle of Sedemunda, fighting the soldiers of the Bishop of Minden. But that was 1259. Again, too early, and only boys. My daughter Liesel likes to believe the children danced themselves to death to the Rattenfänger's music. There was a wave of hysterical dancing that swept Europe at the end of the century.
Oh, yes,
the
writers
dance. Yeah, yeah, the story, the Red Shoes, is based on this. You know the story in England?
Yes, we do.
But there are other theories, but there is nothing on record that happened on June the 26th in 1284 to support the story. It is recorded only as truth, as history. A rat catcher led the children into the heart of the Koppelberg.
Perhaps the truth was something too shameful to relate. And a whole village of people concocted the myth, you know, for the outside world.
Why does it have to be a myth? Don't think with your head, think with your heart. Then you can simply believe the story.
They danced and danced and danced. They could not stop. They danced until their feet were bleeding, Tim. They danced the skin off their feet until their bare bones scraped the ground. And even then, they could not stop. They didn't feel any pain. Imagine, bone against cobblestones, and still they danced. They looked as if they wore red shoes, but the red was blood, and they still carried on dancing. They danced till they died. No one could stop them. God, or maybe it was the devil, possessed their feet.
Ecstasy, Lisa.
They were in ecstasy. That's what I believe.
But why did they dance?
Because the music in their heads and the dancing shut out the horrors, freeing them from the plague and the famine and the poverty and the rats. Sometimes I hear music in my head. It is my type of music. It cuts out everything, my father, my brother, and I imagine that I am dancing as they dance. The music in my head shuts out my horrors. I can hear it now if I try. Listen. Listen. Do you hear it?
No, but I don't know what I'm trying to listen for.
I'll try, and she will hear.
I can't hear it!
You can? No, that's the play. It is finished. The Rattensänger plays along the streets as he leads the players back to the changing room. We must go back, or they will wonder where we are.
Liesel, are you coming to Severberg with us tomorrow?
Would you like me to?
Yes, I would.
Then I will.
I'll tell you, Horace.
We must tell them we watch the play.
Yes, our secret.
Rachel, your turn.
Who was responsible for the statue of Hercules at Castle? David.
Don't know.
Bonus for Tim?
No, mate.
The Landgrave Carl.
No, come on. They've got to be easier than that.
Well, I knew it. This is educational. We're supposed to be learning something. It's no good asking questions we can all answer.
And you weren't even in Castle.
She's just gone through a guidebook and picked out questions.
Who's she?
Thank you.
Mummy's.
So, what if I did?
My turn, anyway. This is a question for anybody to answer first. What was the name of the woman who gave the Brothers Grimm her fairy tale?
Don't know.
Dorothea Tiemann, whose parents were Huguenot refugees from France.
Well, it's Raymond. But you're nearly right, so you can have it.
Oh, that's not fair.
All right, then. You can have half.
Why?
Right, this is for you. Tim, listen carefully.
Oh, it's going to be a trick question.
No, it isn't.
Go on, then.
How many times today did Mum go to the loo and come back smelling of gold spot and tobacco?
Oh, you are a sob.
30.
Very funny.
40.
Any advance on 40?
50.
Ein Punkt. Un point. 1 point.
What are you doing?
What does it look like?
Meine Dame.
There it is.
Lungs.
No good comes from lying and cheating.
He took them to the river, didn't he?
You're all the same. Something for nothing. You could have paid him 50,000 ducats you promised him.
Where do the burghers of Hamelin get 50,000 ducats?
It's what you promised.
You wanted the rats dead. What's dead's dead. Go and see them now, their bloated bodies washed up seven deep on the banks of the river. From Hamelin to Minden, I shouldn't wonder. There's no bringing them back.
No bringing them back, but he'll be back.
You hear her?
He'll be back. The rat catcher will be back. And I pray to the good Lord that when he comes for his vengeance, I will not be here to see it. We'd be better off living with rats than dishonor. They brought no plague. We lost no one. Ask the people of Dusseldorf, Marburg, Hanmunden. Nearly all their young folk dead. Here we lost no one. For that we had to be grateful.
We lost a year's grain to the ravenous scrambling.
Grain will grow again, Johann. Even though the pot's empty, it will grow again. Those children lost by the plague are gone forever. I've had a few cigarettes.
And the rest.
And I'm having another. No need to go on about it.
It's like everything else. You fool yourself.
How did you know I was smoking anyway?
How did I know? When you arrived, you smelled like a cigarette factory.
You had to grab a new smoker.
Oh, don't be so silly. That's beside the point anyway. I don't care if you smoke or not. We're not a couple, are we? Not anymore.
I really don't like it.
But why do you have to lie?
I won't then. From now on, I won't. I don't anyway. Not really. Smoke.
You believe that, don't you? It's just symptomatic of everything else in your life. A great big fairy story. You're on the right holiday. You really believe you don't smoke. You make yourself believe anything.
I don't.
You do. You always did. Whenever you went on a diet, you kidded yourself you were sticking to it, even when you were whooping down 3,000 calories a day, not counting the gins and tonics. Well, it's true. Just because other people don't see you doing it doesn't mean it's not happening.
I look better there.
No, you didn't.
You used to say I did.
Please, you.
Now who's a liar?
It's like Ned.
What about him?
You left me because you made yourself believe you were in love with him and he was in love with you.
I am and he is.
Ah. Once upon a time.
It's true.
Loves you, does he?
Yes.
Where is he now, then?
What do you mean, where is he?
I mean, where is he?
At what site is he currently located?
He's at home waiting for me to get back.
Oh, come on.
What do you mean, oh, come on? He is.
You're a liar.
What?
You told him to bugger off and he buggered off.
You know nothing at all about
it. On your birthday. The words old fart ring any bells?
Please, oh, please.
So don't give me this bullshit. You see, you're lying to me. Why do you lie to me? He doesn't love you, Rachel. And you know he doesn't. He's gone back to his wife. I know, and I don't care. But you even made Tim lie for you.
But he didn't lie to you, did he?
I'm trying to make this a last happy holiday for us and the boy. I know it's on the cheap, but it's the only way I can do it. The family together again for the last time.
Stop being so sanctimonious. Family, it's a joke.
Oh, real belly laugh.
When have you ever cared for anything but your work?
It's not a joke for Tim.
God, you can be such a sentimental wanker when it suits. You say this holiday's for Tim. What point is there in it? What good is it doing him? If we fight, it'll be like old times. If we don't, he'll think we're getting back together.
Which is what he wants.
Exactly, but we're not.
Yes, I know, but...
But what? Oh, oh, I don't believe it. You thought there was a chance, didn't you? That's what this whole holiday's really about.
Get back with you?
Yes, nothing to do with him. Well, if I'm supposed to straighten out my relationship with him while we're here, you'd better do the same.
Well, he thinks that because you've left Ned...
He thinks or you think?
Well, what?
And what do you think? That I'm back on the market, up for grabs again? You're unbelievable, you really are. I wanted you to believe Ned and I were still together so that I wouldn't get this load of emotional blackmail from you. That's why I lied.
You flatter yourself.
Do I? I don't think so. Anyway, don't you lead Tim on. This is the last holiday together. You'd better believe that. And tomorrow you make sure he believes it too. Still got to come to some arrangement about who's going to be living with who.
And somehow God will provide us with food. He will not let the children die.
There will be food. The Bishop of Ormuz has arranged it.
What? When?
Today. The Duke of Schaumburg has traveled with grain from Bohemia.
Oh, Anna, forgive me.
For not paying the rat catcher. Oh, Jutta was being foolish. The rat catcher will not return, and the rats are gone. Tomorrow, if what you say is true, and the Burgermeister has made a bargain with the Duke of Schaumburg to give us grain, well, once again, Hamelin can prosper.
But the deal...
Without grain, we will all starve. The deal is no great matter, whatever it is. And what can the rat-catcher do? He won't return.
I know, Anna, I know. He won't return. We went with him. To the river. Oh, God...
What is it? Johann.
Forgive me.
But what happened? Tell me.
I swore.
I'm your wife. Tell me. What happened?
The rats fled the house and followed him down the Pappenstrasse to the Weser. He stopped by the bridge playing his music. You'd have thought the rats were approaching the doorway to heaven. They swarmed around his feet, over him and past him, pouring into the blackness. The water, which had been so calm, became a seething tumult as they fought for their lives. It was only minutes before the river was again quiet, not a sound. The rat catcher stopped playing. The Burgermeister was there, Heinrich, Otto, Julius, Jürgens, Thomas, and myself, like you. Everyone else had been sworn to stay in their houses. The rat catcher asked for his payment, which we did not have, and at a pre-arranged signal, we fell on him. Julius struck the first blow, but all were quick to follow. Scythes, cudgels, the weapons we had used against the rats we used against him, and finally, threw his broken body into the Weser. But Schaumburg was there with men from his guard. He saw it. He forced us into a bargain with him. We had to. And tomorrow we must meet it.
What was the bargain, Johann?
The children.
Please, God. Everything be all right. Let Mom not smoke. Lungs, Mom.
Oh, I'm sorry, David. You haven't finished.
No, you go ahead. I don't mind.
Thank you.
We don't need to catch any traveller's checks today. We always have lunch with the guides. Edmund will pay for us.
Not in Saberburg, we don't. Look, for once, can't we just have a meal that's not a gourmet's paradise? If I see another plate full of pork chops and cream, I'll throw up.
Like what?
A picnic.
Yeah.
I'll buy some meat, and what's that revolting stuff you like?
Pratling and dipping.
Speck?
That's ham.
You had it in the pancake house.
Schmaltz with crackling.
Speck.
And onion.
Zwiebel.
And onion bread.
Zwiebel broth.
She'd like that.
Yeah, wicked, Mum.
I'll leave you two then and get the shopping. David.
All right.
David.
What? Oh, yes. You don't seem very bright this morning.
No, dear Mum.
Tim.
Yeah?
Don't keep saying lungs to Mum every time she lights a cigarette.
Oh, I said
it, Joe. It's excellent.
You used to.
Yes. Well, it doesn't matter anymore. It's a bit childish, don't you think? You know, whether she smokes 80 a day or gives up altogether, it won't make any difference to the future. So it's best just to let us all do what we want to do for these few days.
Yes, Dad.
Now, don't get upset.
Oh.
You seem to be getting on with Liesl yesterday.
She's all right.
Ludica says she's shy with foreigners.
Oh, she isn't really. She only pretends because of him. Sally wants her to be.
Oh. Well, that must be hard for her. She's got not to be herself.
Yes.
You can see the Zabavog Castle on the left through the trees.
See, Mom?
Yes. Well, that's not what I expected.
Hey, look at all the foxgloves.
The Sleeping Beauty's castle.
Mr. Wilde.
You would not be asleep for long, Frau Hockley, if you do not mind me saying so.
No. I thought it would be authority, you know, towers, not domes.
Not like Disney.
No.
Well, we will pull up here, and you will see the real thing.
I want to take a picture of Mum and Dad by the foxgloves with the castle in the back.
A lot of it is still in ruins, but part of it is a hotel. And all around is a nature reserve. We will see the castle, I will show you the animals, and then we will find a place for our picnic.
Dad.
Did you say anything?
Who?
What?
To Ted?
Yes, you wouldn't think so.
By doing so, we will get a better view of the surroundings.
A good place for a picnic, yes? You can see the village of Zabavog below the castle.
Where? Who are the trees?
A genuine, original, medieval village. Every house as it was.
Oh.
Some buildings that are really of historic interest are actually removed and placed on a different site.
A hotel was, didn't you say, Edmund?
The Copperberg, that is correct.
Well, James.
What?
No. Come on, let me get the picnic stuff out of the car.
I hope. I can show you if you like.
What? Rebuild. Rebuild. The German passion. We destroy all traces of the war, hoping in the process we will wipe out our guilt. You went to Marburg. You saw the cathedral.
The Elizabeth Kescher.
You saw Hindenburg's tomb in the chapel beneath the tower?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw it also. The day of the reunification. Most Germans, when they walk past the tomb, look away. They say if it had not been for Hindenburg's support, Hitler would never have come to power. But they are lying to themselves. They are unable to face the truth. Hitler was elected. It was the will of the people. And now they try to wipe it all out, like they tried to wipe out all their memories of what happened in this country. They renovate and rebuild. You know, they are rebuilding the cathedral at Dresden. Every piece of brickwork has been numbered. It will take them until the year 2006. Then it will be as though it had never been bombed. An attempt to obliterate their guilt, as though there had never been a war. But memories cannot be erased so easily. And as with Liesl's brother... As with Liesl's brother, the will to destroy other people, the craving for supremacy through violence, has not been wiped out, no matter how many churches have been rebuilt, nor how many memorials have been unveiled. Liesl's brother is in a prison for young people near Schwanstadt. He was with a group of neo-Nazis who attacked a hostel for East European refugees near Fulda. No, let me speak the truth. We are with our friends, Liesl. I will not be upset. He is 17, and I'm ashamed. He is lost to me. I will never see him again.
Where's that garage is?
In this street.
The Bungalowsenstrasse. It was the last street where Rattenfänger let the children down before he took them to the mountain. Not since he played his pipe here has any music been allowed. Well, so as the guys say. That's what it means, the Bungalowsenstrasse.
The walls of the hotel know what happened then.
The house originally belonged to a burgher and his wife, Johann and Anna Baker.
You know?
Their names are on the beam above the door.
Are they in the shed there?
The Copperberg Hotel? No.
Come and see it, Liesl. Let's go now. Look through the window that saw everything. Yes? We'll have time before your dad picks you up.
Rattenfänger might even have looked up at these windows as he passed along the street towards the river. Maybe a boy who lived here was unhappy and slipped away in the night to join him and never came back. Maybe he is living in the heart of the Copperberg Mountain, even now.
Where waters gushed and fruit trees grew, and the flowers put forth a fairer hue, and everything was strange and new. The sparrows were brighter than peacocks here, and their dogs outrun our fallow deer. And honeybees had lost their sting, and horses were born with eagle's wings.
That's beautiful.
It's not me, it's Robert Browning. I don't think there was a piper.
There was! There is, you have to believe that, Tim. I'd like to go into the mountain.
Did you ever see your brother?
No, but I think of him a lot. All the time, and I wonder if he heard music in his head that cut out the cries of the people he harmed. Maybe the chants they chant and the songs that he and his friends sing are the music of his piper. For I think that we each have our piper to play the music when life is not as we want it. But maybe, as we grow older, like Father, we cannot hear him, and we have to make ourselves live with the truth, however unhappy we might be. We have to live without the piper.
Wasn't his life as he wanted it then, your brother?
No. Only when he followed his piper and danced to the music. And for him, it was bad.
Can I kiss you?
If the piper came for you, would you go with him?
Can I?
I think I would.
Please let me.
Come here.
Let me hold you. Just to be close. That's all.
Thank you for today.
Wonderful.
Thank you, Herr Lydecker.
We will see you tomorrow morning to take you to the station. Come on, Liesl.
Yes, Papa.
Enjoy your meal at the Rattenfanger House.
Why don't you join us?
I think your family should be alone. Together for your last night in Hameln.
Yes?
Tim, can I come in for a minute just to chat before you start getting ready?
Yeah, sure. Have a chair.
Thanks. You got anything in your minibar?
Keys on top. Not sure there's a lot left, mind.
What?
A joke.
Ah. I'll take a scotch, right? Don't forget to mark it off on your card.
Dad, do you know what happened to Liesl's mum?
Ah, she died when Liesl was born.
Ah. Only I didn't like to ask.
I'm glad you didn't.
Liesl never saw her then.
That's right.
Dad?
Tim. I'm sorry, go on.
No, it's all right, you first.
No, what were you going to say?
Well, did you ever see my real mum?
Yes, I did.
What was she like?
Well, she was about...
Oh, was she pretty?
Yes, she was.
What did she do?
She was a student.
She was only young then.
18.
She'll be 32 now. Younger than you and Mum.
Yes. Yes, she would be.
Did she ever ask to see me?
Your mum used to send her photographs on your birthdays and at Christmas, you know, and bits of schoolwork. We did everything we could to keep in touch.
And did she write back?
Until you were about 8, and then she stopped. She must have moved on because we had our letter sent back.
She might have got married.
Maybe.
Might have a family. You didn't save any letters, did you?
No.
Why did she give me to you? Did you have to take me? Or did she just give me up?
No, Tim. She didn't want to give you up. She had no alternative.
I don't want us to go back to Sheffield.
Why?
Because they'll all break up. I want us to stay together. I don't want to go back. I want it to be you, me, Mum and Emma. The four of us, just like it always was.
That can't happen.
Make it. Please, Dad, make it happen. You want it, don't you? I know you do.
I can't.
Why can't you? Talk to her tonight. Try, just once. Ask her.
It can't happen.
Ask her.
Tim, listen to me. It won't happen. Believe me. Just get changed, will you? We're eating in half an hour.
I'm not coming.
Oh, don't be so silly.
I'm not. Go by yourselves.
All right.
Ask her. Promise, Dad, please.
I will. I promise. We should have cancelled tonight.
Why? If he won't come, that's his lookout.
We can't just say that.
Look, you know what he's like. He would join us before you sat down, if he's not there already.
He won't, you know.
He will. Listen, you've been a real pain, David, about this last holiday thing. We've been away before. He's missed meals before. He's behaved appallingly before. So has Emma, so have I. And to cast your mind back to Cairo, so have you. If he doesn't turn up, he doesn't turn up. Stop looking upon tonight as the Last Supper.
You're right. Oh, hang on. I want to use up this film. There's only one shot left.
Not of me.
Oh, I was going to get a passerby to take one of us both together outside the restaurant.
You wish.
Well, I'll take one of the restaurants anyway.
Well, hurry up.
Nothing ever looks in focus with this finder.
Just aim and click.
Yeah.
It's a stubborn little buggy, you know. What are we supposed to do all evening? Sit in a hotel room looking at four walls?
Come on.
Meine Damen, mein Herr.
Guten Abend.
Guten Abend.
Ich heiße Herr Hockley.
Ah, yes, Herr Hockley. Welcome to the Rattenfinger House. This way, if you please.
To the future.
The future?
I should have saved that last shot.
What?
For you, now. Sitting there against the carved oak, candlelight, white tablecloth, roses, cigarettes. I could almost believe that we could be happy together.
But we're in Hamlin, David. It's all a mess.
Rachel, can't we just give it one last chance?
No, time? I know what you're going to say, and the answer's no. You're bloody unbelievable.
But I...
No!
I promised Tim I'd ask you once more. I've done it. That's it.
Can we enjoy the meal now?
Of course.
Oh, you're hopeless.
It doesn't look as if he'll be joining us.
Emma? This is 0742-23232. I'm afraid there's no one available to answer your call at the moment, but if you'd like to leave a message after the bleep, we'll get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you for calling.
Emma, please ring me. My room's 213.
It doesn't matter what you say, Johan. I don't care what deal you made.
Here in Hamlin, the rats came.
I don't want to know.
I did not bring the plague with me.
Johan!
Please, Anna, listen to me. Listen. In Ulms, they lost all the children. Schaumburg could prosper. He has corn to be harvested, but no laborers. He wants our children and has offered to pay for them. They will have a new life. They will be given fields to work. A new life to look forward to, Anna. Any healthy child between the ages of 7 and 14, that is the deal we make.
We're not letting him go. We're not.
I told you.
He's your son. Selling him.
There's nothing we can do. He saw us. We killed the piper.
We are selling our children to save ourselves for 2 sacks of grain.
They will take him whether we accept the grain or not.
I won't let them.
They put crosses on the doors to mark the houses from which the children will be taken.
No.
It will be better for him.
Without his family. Without us. What do you say?
A new life, Anna.
He's my son.
Mine also. Here, without food, he will die.
They are coming tonight. Make sure that Helmut is ready.
You must tell him what is happening. You must speak to him. Johan, you must.
So, Emma stays with me?
Yes.
We'll be at home for much longer anyway.
As long as I can see her whenever I'm...
That'll be up to her.
About Tim.
Herr Hockley?
Oh, yes. Could we see the menu, please?
Herr Ludeke has arranged that you should have the speciality of the house.
Oh. Which is what?
Rat's tails, blondade at the table.
Rat's tails?
In cream sauce?
In a sherry and wine sauce. With onions, mushrooms, pepper, wine, garlic and herbs. It is in fact strips of pork.
Are we into rat's tails?
Looks as if they're part of the deal.
Helmut, wake up. Get up. Get up quickly. Quickly. You must hide. Please don't ask. Just do as I say. In this cupboard here. Quickly. Now stay there.
Butter and some oil first. Then we add the onions.
Zwiebel, yeah?
Zwiebel, that is good.
I think he'll be better with me and Emma.
It's up to him. If that's what he wants.
You'd rather he was with you.
And the garlic? Serve that for a few moments.
Of course I'd rather he was with me. But I'll be in London. I haven't even nowhere to live yet.
And now we will add the pepper and the mushrooms.
Champignons. But why are we arguing?
He wants both of us.
And that's not possible.
And now, the rat's tail.
When we first saw him, I wanted him. Rachel, I chose him. I love him.
What do you want?
Rebecca!
Yes?
You have a son, 14 years old, Helmut?
Yes, he's not here. He's in Hanover.
There's plague in Hanover.
Yes, he was visiting family. They wouldn't allow him to return.
Where's his room?
Well, it's upstairs, overlooking the street. But I told you, he's not here.
You won't mind if my men search the house, then?
No, please, why?
Upstairs. The burghers of Hanlin, in return for grain and food, have offered their sons to work for the Duke of Schaumburg.
Yes, but I keep telling you, he's not here.
Your house is marked with a cross.
I know. A mistake. It's true. I have a son, but he's not here.
Then you don't mind my men looking.
No. Stay, Bertha, stay.
His room is directly above this one.
Yes.
The bed's warm, Lancelot.
Well, yes, I was lying there when you came.
Search the house. I'll join you.
But I'm sleeping in his room. My husband, your husband. Stay, Bertha.
No. I'll take the dog.
He's not used to strangers.
I'll risk that.
But I'll show you.
No. Stay where you are. Fine. Helmut. Where's Helmut, boy? Find Helmut!
No, Bertha! Go away! Go, go!
He's in here. Get the key from the woman.
Key, woman! There's nothing in here! Please! Believe me, there's nothing in there! Oh, please!
So, Hanover, eh? Come on, you bastard.
No, Jacob! No! I won't let you!
Get down!
No, stop, please!
Get him out!
Help us! I don't want you to go! Remember, I love you, Tim! I love you!
God, what was that?
I don't know.
Well, aren't you going to find out?
Oh, please, my dear, please sit down. There's nothing to concern yourself. It is the young men. They visit here from Hanover. Too much to drink. May I get you some coffee?
Rachel?
No.
No, thank you.
Did you enjoy your meal?
Yes, we did. Thank you. Right, I want to settle up with the hotel tonight anyway.
Anna?
You stood by. You knew what would happen. You saw what...
what was coming, but you stood by. You all stood by and did nothing.
If you would just sign your account, please.
Oh, yes.
Here.
I'm paying for the extra room, but everything else is taken care of, isn't it?
Except for the telephone calls and...
Telephone calls?
2 London calls and, some minibar.
Oh, but I didn't make any
telephone...
No. No problem. Danke schön.
Bitte schön.
What time in the morning?
No later than 7.
You're going to check things, all right?
Yes, I've got to go to the loo first.
Well, give me the key, then I'll do it.
No, it's all right, I'll wait. Well, I don't think I could face all that tonight.
We'll talk about it together in the morning.
I think that's better anyway.
Yes.
Don't you?
Night, then.
So that's it. Our last meal on our last holiday.
Will you cut it out?
Rachel.
Good night, David.
Yes? Hello?
Did you ask her?
Tim, it's 3 o'clock.
I know. Did you ask her?
Look, wait a sec. I'll be with you in a minute. You ought to be asleep.
Did you ask her?
Yes. I promised, didn't I?
And?
It's no good, Tim. I'm sorry. It wouldn't work anyway, honestly.
Oh.
You should have come tonight.
Well, that's going to happen.
I'm going back to Sheffield with you tomorrow, right? Staying the night, then moving down to London on Wednesday morning. I want to get a place. You'd be able to come down and see me whenever you like, eh? And I'll come up to Sheffield as often as I can. You're right. Tim? It'll be better, you'll see. Hammond's not the end, you know. There'll be other places, other holidays. Might even get Mum and Emma to come on another with us, eh? You see, you can't live in an unreal world, Tim. You said it about Frau Kessler and Dr. Eisenbart. He thought he was doing good. There is no happily ever after. Most of the time, life's not like that. You understand, don't you? Life goes on. You just have to get on with it.
Yes.
And the Pied Piper story.
Yes.
What?
There is no Pied Piper.
Yes, there is, Tim. When you want him. Do you want to come into my room? You're right. Well, get some sleep.
Just a model. Just a model. Leaving.
We'll leave then. What can I do? Nothing I can do.
Come into the mountain, Tim.
What?
Once you come with me, there'll be no more leaving.
How can I believe you?
Listen to the music. Just listen to the music. Into the mountain, Tim. The Koppelberg is anything you want it to be. Away from all this world. It's not about flowers and fruit trees and honeybees. It's about no misunderstandings. It's where everyone understands everything as it is. No explanations, no fighting, no anger, no regrets. Where men don't stand by and let terrible things happen. Where all the things you wish you'd never done, you never did. And all the things you wish you'd done, you did. Nothing but love. No hurt. No pain. No more leaving. Come with me.
Nothing but love.
Into the mountain.
No more leaving.
Get up then. Come on. Follow me.
I'll have to pack.
You won't need anything.
What about Dad?
Come on.
I'll have to say goodbye to Dad.
Come on. Everyone will understand. 2 minutes. I'll be in the street with the others.
But...
into the mountain.
I'm coming.
Well, he's been there or not.
He's not in reception and I've been trying to ring him.
We'd better get a pass key.
Well, where the hell is he?
Oh, God. No, stay there.
What?
Stay there.
What?
Rachel.
It's not true. Tim! Go! Go!
Are you coming with me?
If you want me to.
Yes, if you would, please. Just...
You go on. I'll bring the cases.
Thanks. Just put them anywhere for now.
I thought Emma was back.
Not till tomorrow. She's staying with a friend. I just want to hear these messages and then I'll get her to drink.
Fine.
Harcourt's Insurance, Mrs. Hockley. Mr. Fetterman speaking. A quick call just to say that we'd like to arrange for a Mr. Harris to come around and measure up for the window frame replacement. If you'd like to give me a ring sometime. Thank you.
Life. Nothing changes.
Emma, this is me, Tim. In Castle. Hope Switzerland was wicked. Just arrived.
Oh, God.
Hello, Emma. It's me. I'm in Hamlin now. Mum's joined us, so things are livening up. Great hotel. Mum's up to 30 a day again, I reckon. She's fooling nobody.
Oh, God.
I've got my own room here, so give us a ring. Don't forget, we're an hour ahead of you. My room number's 213, sort of piggy in the middle.
Oh, God.
I'll turn it off.
No, don't, please. I'm all right. There might be another...
Harcourt's Insurance.
No, sorry, if it's all right.
It might be better if you were to ring Mr. Harris direct on 275-4032. Thank you. That's 275-4032.
Emma, please ring me. My room's 213.
No.
Rachel, it's Ned. I'm staying with Mike until I get myself sorted out. Please ring me there. Sandra's agreed. You understand? She's agreed. So, please, I need you to ring me.
Andrew Harris here, Mrs. Ockley. About the window, could you give me a buzz? It's 275-4032. It's Monday the 27th.
That's it.
Rachel, it's your mum.
The part of Tim was played by James Beatty. David by James Aubrey. Rachel, Sally Dexter. Edmund Ludeker and the Landgraf, Philip Voss. Liesel, Edith Kayler. Anna, Gilly Mears. Johan, David Bannerman. Jutta, Helena McCarthy. The Pied Piper, Nicholas Bolton. With Elaine Claxton, Tina Gray, and James Taylor. Music by Stephen Boxer and played by Brian Gulland. Technical presentation by Richard Beedsmore, Michael Everdon, and Hilary Carruthers. The Rat Catcher of Hamlin was written by John Peacock and directed by Jane Morgan.
Mom.
And the director would like to thank the people of Hamlin for the help in the making of this program.